Timed for the opening of the baseball season, a new baseball movie, The Rookie, opened in theaters over the weekend. Unlike such predecessors as Field of Dreams, this one is rooted in reality. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan has a review.
The true story of pitcher Jim Morris defies plausibility. After four shoulder operations, he left the minor leagues to coach at a West Texas high school. He was 35 when his young players goaded him into trying out for the majors. He was signed by the Tampa Bay Devil Rays and in 1999 became the oldest major league rookie in more than 30 years.
How fast were you throwing 15 years ago?
Slow enough the scouts stopped using the word fast.
Yeah, how fast were you throwing?
I don't know, 85, 86. Why?
You just threw 98 miles an hour.
No.
Dozen straight pitches, three radar guns, same thing on all of them.
Dave, there's no way.
In the film The Rookie, Morris is played by Dennis Quaid, a Texas native himself, and always able to project a rugged, effortless decency. Against all odds, The Rookie turns out to be that rare emotional film that doesn't make you gag.
Come on, Coach. Every time you throw, I gotta ice my hand. Every time. You're the one who should be wanting something more.
And the sad part is, I mean, we see it and you don't.
I've had my shot, all right? Just...
The Walt Disney Organization, never one to miss a marketing trick, is pushing The Rookie as being from the studio that brought you Remember the Titans. This may be a crafty sales technique, but it's regrettably misleading. The Rookie's old-fashioned feeling and its easy confidence mean it could not be more different from the shameless and simple-minded Titans. Don't think for a minute The Rookie is above providing assorted Hallmark moments about following your dream.
You better give some serious thought as to how you're going to play out the rest of this season.
What difference does it make? I mean, it's not like any of us are getting scholarships.
I'm not talking about college. I'm talking about wanting things in life. I'm talking about having dreams. You don't have dreams, you don't have anything.
The film has an almost unheard of G rating and casts the cutest kid imaginable as the Morris's 8-year-old son. And it promotes the pleasant fantasy that the world is basically a decent place, where events and people right themselves if given half a chance.
Your grandfather once told me it was okay to think about what you want to do until it was time to start doing what you were meant to do.
No one should expect an austere, somber piece of work from director John Lee Hancock and writer Mike Rich. Hancock, who makes his directing debut here, wrote the underwhelming Clint Eastwood, Kevin Costner film A Perfect World. Rich made his screenwriting debut with the treacly Finding Forrester. But both have managed not to push too hard here. They've given The Rookie a lovely, relaxed feeling by being willing to underplay the dialogue and acting to make the film more believable.
I've been thinking.
So have I. I think you should do this.
No. You were right.
No. I don't think so. We've got an 8-year-old boy inside this house who waited all day in the sun and the rain to see his daddy try to do something that nobody believed he could do. Now, what are we telling him if you don't try now?
The Rookie gets help from a strong cast, including Rachel Griffiths as Morris's understanding wife and Brian Cox as his obdurate father. The pleasure of a film like this is not in its plot twists and turns, but in knowing its exact trajectory, getting us to pull for a foregone conclusion as if the outcome was in serious doubt is a heck of an accomplishment, especially for a cinematic rookie.
The comments of Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan.